Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, so there is a growing crisis at the southern border. The president, however, is touring the country talking about the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan, visiting cities that will benefit from it. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You were asking yesterday in the press briefing about the president, why he's not visiting the southern border.
Yeah, you know, the president was asked this question himself on Tuesday, if he had any plans to travel there, and he said, no, not yet. So just, you know, as a natural follow-up, I asked the press secretary yesterday, why not? And Jen Psaki said the president is focused on action, taking action, and she says moving forward policies to make sure that they are moving quickly when it comes to processing at the border, that they're opening more facilities, in place policies to get kids through these border patrol facilities and into safe and secure homes. Because this is the big backlog right now, that you have kids who are in these border patrol facilities. They're only meant to be there for a couple of days. Some are there longer than a week because they're trying to figure out where to put people. The numbers are increasing, and they're now opening up several new facilities, including one in Dallas today, a convention center, where there are going to be teenagers that will be taken there as they try and sort out getting them with family connected here in the U.S. or with sponsor families. So this is a growing issue for the administration. And it seems like something that I think at some point we'll see the president go down there, get a firsthand look. And that was my follow-up yesterday. You know, does he not want to get a firsthand look down there himself, talk to officials? And Jen Psaki said he is definitely already doing that, but from here, talking to people down there. And he received a briefing with photos of the facilities and situation down there from a team of senior officials who recently made the trip.
I mean, look, this was an issue under the Trump administration. It goes back several administrations. It's been a problem for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
But and not necessarily that the incoming administration even encouraged it, but there seemed to be maybe this thought, well, with a change in administration, maybe there will be a loosening of restrictions. And that's created kind of an influx of immigrants, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, the administration really pushes back strongly on that. This has become a big criticism from Republicans that the Biden administration's policies is leading to this surge. Well, they'll say there were surges in several years during the Trump administration as well, despite the very strict measures that the previous, you know, that administration had taken. And, you know, the president in the exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos this week said his message is don't come. Don't come now. Stay in your towns and cities, that they're trying to set up ways for people to apply for asylum from their home country in a way to deter them from making the often very dangerous journey up to the U.S. southern border. The administration, though, as I say, really pushing back on the idea that their policies are encouraging this right now. They, the president, down to the press secretary, the secretary of Homeland Security, saying that people who are coming here are getting sent back. Adults are getting sent back over, and most families are also being turned back. It's the children, though, that are being kept here because they say they are not doing what the Trump administration did, which was sending those unaccompanied minors back across the border.
Now, I'm sure the president will visit there eventually. In the meantime, he is ramping up his travel schedule, going to a lot of cities that are benefiting from this COVID relief package.
Yeah, the president will be heading to Georgia, Atlanta tomorrow, and then next week he's going to Ohio. So it's going to be a big, big series of travel over the next couple of weeks. And the White House says that they have this planned out for several weeks. They're going to be focusing on one key area about the Recovery Act, about the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan. So they're really thematic trips. The president went to Philadelphia this week where he focused on a small business. But, you know, this is an all-hands-on-deck effort. The vice president's involved in this. Senior officials are involved. And one thing I think it's interesting, because this is where you might see it out in your local communities, they said they're going to tap into a network of about 400 mayors and governors who have supported this money, supported the president's plan for the pandemic, and get them on board to tout this and also educate people out there of, here's how it's going to help our small town. Here is how it's going to help our region. And here's how it's going to help your family.
That's exactly what we're going to be talking about later on this hour with our city manager. Karen,
great.
Appreciate the reporting. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Talk again soon. You too. Bye-bye.